This exercise is called Slow It Down. We also call it Put Down That Fork and Spoon. This exercise is one of the most reliable and simple ways to slow down our eating. Preparation. Try this exercise when you're eating a meal. Don't pick a time when you're in a hurry. You'll need plenty of time to do this, especially the first time through. First, you sit down to eat. Pick up the fork or spoon and put one bite of food in your mouth. Now, put down the fork or spoon. Put it down, completely down, resting it on the plate or in the bowl. Now savor that one bite that is in your mouth as you slowly chew and swallow it. Often it helps to close your eyes so that you don't even see the rest of the food on the plate or in the bowl. Put the mind's awareness in the mouth, fully aware of the food. When that one bite is gone, when it's swallowed, then and only then you can pick up the fork or spoon and put one more bite in your mouth. Once again, put full awareness in the mouth as you chew and swallow this one bite. But as you do that, you have to put the eating utensil down and eat that one bite mindfully. Now you can continue eating, but you have to remember that each time you put a bite of food into your mouth, put down that spoon or fork, and holding it in midair doesn't count. Watch the interesting impulses that arise in the mind as you do this practice. At first, this way of eating might seem a bit awkward, but you'll get used to it. It's a more leisurely way of eating. I do it now almost all the time, but it wasn't easy at first. It almost always makes me laugh. It's a really good antidote to my impatient nature. It also helps me judge the proper amount of food to eat, because it gives time for food to arrive in the stomach and then in the small intestines, where a signal is sent back to the body saying, "We've had enough to eat." If we don't allow time for that signal to come back, then we may eat more than we need.